Thank you, Bob, and good morning. In one of the busiest weeks in biotech, three local companies have made big news. Alnylam has received a $700 million investment from Genzyme, which is good for a 12% ownership stake in the RNA interference company. Alkermes has raised $250 million in new cash as it expands its treatments for diabetes, schizophrenia, and other diseases. And Moderna Therapeutics, a heavily funded startup trying to create a new class of drugs around messenger RNA, has scored another $125 million in investment and is spinning out a separate cancer drug outfit. If its technology holds up in clinical trials, Moderna could be the biggest of them all. In other innovation news, Apple, Amazon, and Samsung are among the tech giants that have settled patent lawsuits from Boston University for undisclosed amounts. The main BU patent, which is around semiconductor technology used in mobile devices, is set to expire later this year. Our startup of the week is UTest. The Framingham software company has just raised $43 million, led by Goldman Sachs, to expand its mobile app testing service. And finally, if you're tired of paying $85 a month for mobile service, you might check out Scratch Wireless. The Cambridge startup is rolling out voice and data services that are free as long as you have Wi-Fi access. It's an intriguing idea, but the challenge will be getting the top carriers and device makers on board, especially when they're all in court. From the Xconomy Newsroom in Kendall Square, this is Greg Wong for WGBH Boston Public Radio.